We're heading into a busy election season here in New Hampshire, with municipal contests in November and the First of the Nation presidential primary not far behind. These will be the first elections since a new law went into effect that changes the state's residency standards. The law is being challenged in court by groups who say it will suppress voting. But in the meantime, lots of people, including NHPR's Casey McDermott, are having trouble getting straight answers from the state about what the law actually does.
When this new residency law was winding its way through the State House back in 2018, the Secretary of State's office was leading the charge, saying it would simplify the state's election rules.
What is the difference between domicile and residence? If you ask a person, they have no idea what the difference is because they don't understand that how can you not be a resident of a place and still be able to vote.
To Secretary of State Bill Gardner and the bill's other supporters, almost all Republicans, the idea that someone could claim New Hampshire as their voting domicile or their home for voting purposes, but could also claim residency in another state, that just didn't make sense. This bill, they said, would bring clarity. And it would do that by getting rid of just a few words in the definition of what it means to be a New Hampshire resident.
It's confusing. It's better for the people not to have to deal with those words.
So the law passed in 2018 when Republicans were still in charge in Concord, and it took effect this July. On paper, it could seem like this was just a minor change, but this new residency definition doesn't just apply to voting. It also helps to determine who needs to get a New Hampshire ID, who needs to register a car here, who can get hunting licenses. So depending on how the state enforces this change, it could have wide-reaching consequences. Because the Secretary of State's office was so involved in pushing the change, you would think they'd be in a position to explain what those consequences are. But when we've asked, all they've said is, well, not much of anything. The Secretary of State's office, the same one that advocated so publicly for this law, backed away from answering questions once it went into effect. In fact, they're now saying this is not a voting law at all, despite all of the arguments they made in favor of it in hearings before the election law committees at the State House. But it's not just reporters who've been pestering state officials to explain what the law means. Local election officials, the ones who have to handle voter registrations, they've had trouble getting answers, too.
The very obvious question that we have been getting for many weeks, actually, is a very pointed students will ask, do I have to get a New Hampshire driver's license?
Betsy McLean is the town clerk in Hanover. Her office is right down the street from Dartmouth College, where she fields lots of questions from students asking what they have to do to register to vote in New Hampshire.
Without definitive guidance from the people that write the laws and the people that are going to be patrolling them, we're sort of stuck.
She recently asked the Secretary of State's office for advice on what to say, but they just sent her to the Attorney General's office. It took the Attorney General's office 2 weeks to follow up. And when they did, they just said to refer voters who ask about driver's licenses to the DMV, which is kind of what she was already doing in the first place.
Which is the most extreme bureaucratic push-off, which I am so unproud of.
But while the state was dragging its feet on putting out any official statements on the new law, others have been stepping in with their own advice. Not all of it entirely reliable.
Hey, y'all. Do you have, 30 seconds for a quick survey? We're a club on campus trying to,
This is Ed Taylor. He's not a student, and he's not just with your average club on campus. He's a paid organizer with NextGen, a super PAC that's dropped millions of dollars in New Hampshire over the last few years, trying to get young people to vote. With class back in session, Taylor and other organizers from NextGen have been hitting the quads at Dartmouth and other schools to talk about voting. And while the town clerk just a few blocks away was really careful not to draw too many of her own conclusions about this new law, NextGen's organizers had no such qualms.
You have to register your car and get a New Hampshire voting driver's license if you want to have access to voting in the state.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
Yeah, it is incredibly lame.
Just to be clear, there's nothing in the new residency law that specifically says you have to have a New Hampshire driver's license or a New Hampshire car registration before you vote. There are other questions about what the law means. Would you need to get a license after you vote? would someone face penalties if they don't register their car in-state after voting here? The state hasn't publicized any official instructions on any of this. When I asked where NextGen was getting their information, State Director Brian Rogers said they got it from other groups that are active in voting advocacy and ran it by the ACLU.
Is there any concern that, like, because you're not getting the official information from the state, that you guys might be giving people information that's either, like, misleading or not correct?
No, because to my understanding, there is no official information from the state other than the bill text, which is not easily digestible for students. So this is the best option for what we have at our disposal.
So this law that was supposed to get rid of confusion to make it easier for people to understand what you have to do to vote in New Hampshire is actually creating a lot of confusion. And in the absence of clear information from the state to say definitively, yes, you have to do this, no, you don't have to do that, people are kind of left to fend for themselves. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.